Hello, everyone, and thanks for tuning in to my podcast. My name is Alex Soong, and today I will be talking about how children acquire tonal languages, with findings from studies on child Mandarin speakers. I want to first review what tone is. Lexical tone is a quality of languages in which the same word can mean something different depending on the tone that it's pronounced in. The most famous example is Mandarin's four words from the one syllable ma. Ma, 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 ma. Which mean mother, hemp, horse, and scold, respectively. There are many East and Southeast Asian tonal languages, including Mandarin, Cantonese, Thai, Vietnamese, Lao, Hmong, and many more. I've recently started my journey to learn Mandarin, and tones have proven to be a great challenge for me. Some speakers say that if you know the syllable but not the tone, you don't know the word. As an L2 Mandarin learner, memorizing these tones has been tough. I was curious about how L1 acquisition of tones occurs. Though there are many tonal languages, I focused on studies that involve child Mandarin learning speakers due to the raw amount of studies done and my personal interest in studying Mandarin. Within these studies, there's some fascinating information revealing the acquisition process for children. Children have been found to acquire the level and first tone, ma, and the falling and fourth tone, ma, before the second and third tones, which are ma and ma. In addition, Mandarin learning children seem to substitute the second and third tones, ma and ma, for each other. That comforts me a lot because learning the difference between these has been an uphill battle for me. Let's look at how the tones are perceived. One study shows that 10 to 12 month old Mandarin learning infants were able to distinguish between the first and third tones of Mandarin, which are ma and ma, significantly better than the 6 to 8 month old Mandarin learning infants. These tones are said to be more acoustically different than the other tones, which is hypothesized to be why the infants could distinguish it better as they get several months older. Something interesting to notice here is that at this age, the 10 to 12 month olds were not significantly better at identifying the distinctions between the other tones than the 6 to 8 month olds were. However, both age groups were able to distinguish between the tones much above chance level. The same study also found that 10 to 12 month old Mandarin learners were able to distinguish between familiar tone contrasts to what they've heard in Mandarin and new tone contrasts made by the authors better than the 6 to 8 month olds. This shows that by around 10 to 12 months, Mandarin learning infants have already been somewhat fine-tuned to the tone contours of Mandarin. Additionally, English learning 10 to 12 month olds did significantly better than English learning 6 to 8 month olds in distinguishing the Mandarin tones, showing age helps make these distinctions as well. These infants suggest that there is hope for us atonal native language speakers. They didn't need previous exposure listening to the lexical tones of Mandarin. Let's move on to tone production. Though some studies point to lexical tone and tone sandhi emerging at 2 years old, one also found that three-year-olds are not producing the tones like an adult would. It was found that for Mandarin learning 3 to 5 year olds, the children could properly produce the general tone contours for the four Mandarin tones. This means that they could produce a level tone for the first tone, ma, a rising tone for the second, ma, a falling and rising for the third, ma, and a falling for the fourth, ma. But even though they could produce the general tone contour, their productions were not like the adults' tones that they were compared to for the third and fourth tones and sandhi forms. This suggests that it would take past preschool age to master these tones. Overall, Mandarin learning children are shown to have acquired tone in a relatively short period of time. In their journey in acquiring tone, they learn the first and fourth tone, ma and ma, faster than the others. Their ability to distinguish the differences between the tones varies with age and the tones. Though preschoolers can produce the tone contours, it may take them a little longer to replicate adult tone production. This process has a lot of nuances. It raises questions for if similar trends are also seen with other tonal languages. I'm especially curious on how this tone acquisition differs for languages with even more tones than Mandarin, such as Hmong with its 8 tones. Furthermore, this topic has opened my eyes to what is, quote, easier or harder to learn in a tonal language like Mandarin for children learners, and I would like to see if this also extends to L2 learners, especially adults, as well. Thank you for tuning into my podcast. I hope you enjoyed learning about children's acquisition of Mandarin tones with me. I'll see you next time.